Thanks for calling customer support. This is Jay speaking. How may I help you today?
How you doing? I want to talk to Eternity because I was on my job, girl, and I was talking to her, and I had to get off the phone. Hello?
Hello, ma'am. I'm still here. I didn't get what you said.
I said I was talking earlier to a young lady named Eternity. Do you know are y'all in different offices?
I could give you the same service she did if you can give me your zip code. I can pull up your account.
Yeah. Maxine, but this the problem was I didn't know, like I told her, somebody used my credit card and I didn't know they were using it. I didn't just tell her, you know. I thought maybe that I could just send the products back, which I had already sent back. Because, like I told her, I'm 70 years old. I'm retired. And I just don't have no $200 like that. And she was telling me that I couldn't send the products back. And I was telling her that I wanted to talk to her, the person over her, and see if I can get them to take them diet pills back because I already sent them back. And she was going to tell me where they're going to send them back to you.
Yes, ma'am. Could I get your zip code so I can pull up your account?
28379.
And what was your first and last name?
Maxine Rose.
Yes, ma'am. Could you confirm your address just to make sure I put up the right account?
110 Sarah Rose Lane, Rockingham, North Carolina. I'm just telling her now they can make some kind of exception and take them pills back because, like I said, I'm not going to take them because I'm 70 years old and I don't need to lose no weight. And I didn't get this person permission to do that.
Yes, ma'am. I do see here where your account is canceled all out. And you were asking for a refund?
Yes.
Okay. And you said you did pay for the trial or you didn't?
Well, they were paid off my credit card. This person used my credit card without my permission.
Yes, ma'am. Do you know the person or?
It was my daughter.
Okay.
It was my daughter.
Okay, I understand. But yes, I do see where you had the trial and your account was canceled out.
Right.
Yes, ma'am. But like she told you before, we wouldn't be able to take that product back because we're a shipping warehouse and we don't receive products.
Who am I talking to anyway?
I'm sorry. My name is Jay.
Jay. Yeah, you did tell me that. But Jay, I already sent the products back to you. I didn't even open them.
Yes, ma'am. I do understand. So what were you wanting me to do on your account today?
I want y'all to take them products back and give me a refund. That's $200.
Yes, ma'am. I wouldn't be able to give you a refund, seeing as though that trial was ordered, and it just charged you the full price of those products, and it charged you for the next month.
That's what I'm saying. I didn't want the next month.
Yes, ma'am. You're supposed to call back in those terms.
Well, see, I told you, I didn't do it, and I didn't know that.
Yes, ma'am. But since it was in the terms and conditions and the charge is valid, I wouldn't be able to give you that refund.
You would?
I would. I can't give you the refund because it was a valid charge.
Well, y'all need that. That's just making somebody take something that they don't want. Because I don't want that.
Yes, ma'am. I understand. But your account is canceled out, and you won't receive any further shipments or any further charges on your account.
But I want to send those back because I do not want them.
Yes, ma'am. That's what I'm saying. You won't receive any further shipments, but we can't take that shipment that you just sent back.
Yes, y'all can. Y'all can, but y'all don't want to. Ain't no such thing. You can't do that.
No, ma'am. We can't take it back because of the nature of the product.
Yes, you can take it back, too. Y'all just don't want to take it back.
Yes, ma'am. But I like I said, your account is already all canceled out. You won't receive any further shipments or charges, but I can't do anything about those cash charges.
I told her I want to talk to somebody that's over y'all. Explain the situation that's over the company.
Yes, ma'am. I do have a supervisor, but we all have the same protocol. So
It don't matter. Y'all can change that protocol.
No, ma'am. I can't change the protocol.
You can't, but the person over what the manager can, or the person that it belongs to. Who do it belong to?
Ma'am, I work for
even if I have to go all the way up to them, whoever it belongs to, I will. Just give me a phone number.
Yes, ma'am. I work for a third party call center, so I would be able to.
Who is the owner?
I wouldn't be able to.
You got their phone number?
I wouldn't be able to tell you the owner of the product because I do work for a third party call center. And we have supervisors here, but like I said, we all have the same protocol, so they're going to be able to tell you the same information that I'm telling you.
Listen, lady, I'm sending that shit back to y'all. I don't want it. And I just simple as that. And if you send it back to them, I'm keep sending it back to you.
Yes, ma'am. You won't receive any further shipments.
I'm going to send the one that you already sent.
Yes, ma'am. We wouldn't be able to take those products, so you could do what you
want.
Well, you're
going to take them back because I'm not going to keep them. If I have to keep sending them back to you, that's what I'll do.
Yes, ma'am. You could do what you like with those pills that you have already paid for.
I'm
going
to send them back to you. That's what I'm doing. And I'm going to call my credit card and make sure see what we can do to handle y'all.